This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
It's nice when people like you. You know that. It's nice. Somebody likes you. If they don't know you and they like you, it doesn't mean quite as much. I mean, somebody distant's like, yeah, Sherry's pretty cool, but they don't know you.
Okay.
Like, you appreciate that, but not like somebody really knows you and really likes you.
That's true.
That means a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
No one can really know you through and through. No human being, including yourself. So you never get that total experience of being truly accepted, being truly loved, because there's always layers of stuff that's going on. Nobody really knows. Nobody understands. Nobody can, except for God. I mean, if you don't believe in God, there's you never get that. But how about the radical idea that God actually knows you through and through and he still loves you? Can you actually breathe that in? Simple questions are the best. Friend of mine just has no experience with church stuff at all. And he has been going with me the last couple of weeks to meet with the guys who are in my little church family. And we guys get together and it's kind of a loose deal. We just talk about stuff on Wednesday nights. But my friend afterward, I'm giving him a ride home. He's like, okay, the prayer thing. Because we tied things up with prayer at the end. Like, so God already knows what you need. Why are you doing that? It's a great question. And I tried my best to explain to him, because he's got kids. I'm like, you want your kids to communicate with you. And I know it seems odd. I mean, if God was a computer, we wouldn't need to keep going back to him. But Jesus, who's the focus of everything for us, he's telling us this is how you do it. And he tells us to ask for things. And then he tells us again to keep doing it and be persistent and to keep knocking on the door. And again, if God's a computer, that doesn't make sense. I get it. But if he is a person to actually have a relationship with, he apparently wants to know us. And I was telling my friend, I know that seems bizarre or just like, how do I conceive of a God like that? But that is exactly the God who's revealed by Jesus. Is someone we can approach. And not only that, he wants us to do it. Apparently, car salespeople have a problem. Car dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Like Gen X people. I'm Gen X. Sherry's Gen X. Are different from millennials. They're trying to sell it to us. Apparently, our people don't mind haggling.
Okay.
Or we at least expect it. Millennials, younger, they don't want to do it at all.
They don't want to haggle
no,
at all?
No, they want no haggle.
So what are they doing? Just going in there and taking whatever's
like,
on the sticker?
They want you to say, here's my bottom line, haggle pricing.
Okay.
Which I totally get, but I was thinking, why, if I'm a dealer, I would just set up two desks. You know where I'm going with this.
A millennial desk and a Gen X
desk. Yeah, just be like, haggle desk, no haggle desk.
Right.
And if you want to go to the haggle desk, like, well, I'm Mr. Haggle. And at the haggle desk, it's $23,000.
Right.
Over there at the no haggle, it's $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go to the haggle desk, you know, you can talk them down to $20,000.
Well, if I go to the haggle desk, I feel like I can get you to $18,000.
No. It would still go just to the bottom of whatever the no haggle.
I'm not messing with the haggle
desk. Just for
desk,
the fun
man.
Of it. That way you're like, I guess I won that one. Oh, yeah. Next time you're at work and there's like a tense moment. Maybe it's in a meeting in a conference room or something. Everybody's just at each other's throats. Tension is high. You can diffuse it all in one fell swoop, and that is with a photo that I have put up on my Facebook page. You just need to download it and then put it on the screen. Don't even call attention to it. Just put it out there. Instant peace.
And it is?
Instant joy. Instant weeping. Embracing. It is a photo of, get this, a baby orphaned wallaby, like a little kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Hugging a teddy bear. Hugging it.
Hmm.
It's real. It's a real photo. But when you see this photo, you can't stay mad. You're going to be upset about who's to blame for the bankruptcy or whatever. It's not it's not all going to take seconds. It doesn't matter. Weeping, hugging, reconciliation.
Well,
mm-hmm. Anyway, to arm yourself with this, it's Brandt Hanson page on Facebook, and it's a beautiful thing. Maybe you've been in a club for a while, and then when people are new to it, they don't understand all the words and phrases and stuff. I mean, it's just like, what are you talking about? That happens with Christian stuff. I have a friend who's absolutely brilliant, but he hasn't been raised around church culture at all.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, we were at a men's group. Me and some guys get together occasionally and just talk about stuff, and then we pray together. And my friend said, you know what? This is exactly like the recovery groups I've been involved with. He said, you guys talk about the same stuff, but the difference is, I thought this was fascinating. He said, the difference is in my recovery groups, we're all talking about our own God, our own higher power, whatever we want to call it. It's our individual higher power, whatever we want to make of him or her or it or whatever to help us. It's just, he's describing his recovery group. I know some are different.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you guys are all relating to the same one. That's really interesting. You're all relating to the same one. And I had never really thought about that before. But it's true. If we've all got our own individual conceptions on our own, we're still just individuals. I'm like, I think God actually wants to relate to us as a people. I think he really wants us that way. I hadn't really thought about that way before. This friend, maybe you've got one like him, I was just talking about, or maybe you're like this. It totally has no clue what all the insider terms are when it comes to church culture, but he's so refreshing for that reason. But he said something again to me last night, like, huh. He said, you know what? I've been telling people that I'm going to this group of Christian guys. And he said, even though I'm not Christian and they know that, they like clam up about it. They won't even talk about it. They just get totally silent when I tell them I'm just being with Christian people. And he didn't understand why that was, even though he's a brilliant guy. I'm like, I don't fully understand it, but I think here's what's going on, I told him. I think they're worried about fanaticism, like that you'll just go crazy. Like that, and people, maybe you listening to this radio station might think, well, what if I do? What if I go in all the way with this? What if I actually totally trust God with this, and I feel my heart being drawn towards him, but I'm afraid I'll become some raving lunatic. I don't think you will. My experience has been that God does change us, but when it's really him that's doing it, not just somebody's mental issues or something, like you're really trusting him, he makes you more loving, more joyful, more peaceful, more patient. These aren't things that are about fanaticism. You become more loving towards people. That's not fanatic. It's quite the opposite. You actually become more you. You literally become more you, and that can be wonderful. This is a brilliant invention. You're going to love this. If you're like somebody who has to hit snooze all the time, I just can't get up, I'm tired, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's exactly how we talk.
That's how you guys talk. I've heard it. It's just blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It's a new invention. It's it's called, don't let this scare you, but it is called the high voltage ejector bed.
No, nothing scary about that.
Okay, well then I'm not going to talk about it.
Just drop it. No, I don't know about it. No. Everybody's going to be scared about it.
It's high voltage bed, Brant.
So?
Yeah, this is a solution for you, I think. If you're somebody who has a hard time dragging yourself out of bed, it's called the high voltage ejector bed.
Hmm.
I know that sounds
terrifying.
Harsh.
Not harsh, it's scary.
But all it is a bed that has hydraulics.
Okay.
So at a certain time, if you don't get up, it kicks up, like the head part of it suddenly kicks up and basically throws you out of the bed.
Hmm.
And you would need padding on the opposite wall. But you would wake up.
Of course.
And that would do it. So...
I think I'm going to, myself, I think I'm going to stick with the snooze. It seems a lot less violent.
Okay. If that's what you want, if you're looking for a less violent wake up experience, that's fine.
Okay.
It really is. It's
Thank
fine.
You.
Uh-huh. If you don't quite fit in, you may be like me and just constantly trying to figure out why does the world work the way it does? I just don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm the weird one. I get it. Normal people are the normal people. But someone explained to me, I have a bike basket, okay? I've talked about that.
Yes.
It's on the front of my bike, and mm-hmm. I carry things in it. I've been told that that's silly, mm-hmm. and that it's kind of a girly thing.
Yes, okay. Traditionally.
All right, so someone just told me, you can have a bike basket and be a guy, but it's got to be behind you, and then it's okay.
Yeah.
So again, I'm the weird one. I understand that. I get it. And you guys, this all makes sense to you guys. Why a basket behind you would be
that's so
manly,
true,
but in front is not.
Yeah.
It's worthy of derision if I have it over here, but not back there.
Right.
So that, to you normal people, it's just like breathing.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. But to others of us, we're like, it's just, this planet does not make sense.
Well, just
it's so frustrating.
Keep the basket on the front and ride on.
Okay. I will. If you guys will quit laughing, I feel like I'm going to cause accidents. Good news. We are forming right here an awesome hall of justice, like a league of justice, where we all use our own individual superpowers to join together and fight crime. Mm-hmm. So we want you to be involved in this. There's something you're awesome at. It may be a limited thing. I'm really fast at putting my contacts in.
Oh.
And again, I don't know how to fight crime with that,
mm-hmm.
but together, when we all combine our gifts, bam.
We should be able to take care of crime quickly.
Yeah, so what is it? You have a superpower. Tell us what it is.
Okay. I'm really good at time organizing.
Excellent.
Like scheduling.
We need
that. I can tell you which be where.
That's fantastic. We could use that in our Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
The Day Timer.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I like it.
What about you?
I am incredibly awesome at when I go to a restaurant, I have a magnet in my body that completely insists that the host or hostess sits me next to the bathroom.
Wow.
It is a magnet to the bathroom. And I literally, they always want to sit me next to the bathroom. The first table is closest to the bathroom so I can hear the toilet flush. So now, because this superpower is so incredibly strong when I walk into a restaurant, I now ask the host or hostess when I walk in, excuse me, where's your ladies' room? And they'll point to one side of the restaurant. And I'll say, okay, I want to sit on the other side of the restaurant. Because it's guaranteed.
So okay. You're a notebook woman.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
Collecting notebooks.
Hither and yon.
Hither and yon. And we just need to harness, together, we harness all of our abilities to fight crime. So what can you do?
I have the uncanny ability to test the, like, reinforceability or, like, the durability, I guess, of any and all door frames or door knobs by running into them with my arm or side of my body, no matter the door frame, no matter where I'm going, no matter how well I know the room I'm in or the room I'm going to. I'm really good at testing them out.
Wow.
Cool.
That's a niche power. Very good.
Thank you. I'm your person. I have unexplained bruises, like perfectly the size of doorknobs. I guess they're explaining them. But...
somehow we have to be able to fight crime with
we
that,
have to.
I think.
There's gotta be a way.
Right.
Cannot imagine this. Could there be anything worse? Facebook at their corporate headquarters is mm-hmm. building. Get this. A room, workspace room for not one person, not two people. An office. One room.
Mm-hmm.
Not 10 people. 10,000 people.
Oh. All in the same workspace every day.
All in the same workspace every day. 10,000 people. It would sound like this. Like...
Yeah. Every day at work.
I can't get anything done with this going on, you guys. Everything, like people be on the phone. If anybody's just a little bit introverted, how are you going to function with
like yourself?
10,000, like myself.
Mm-hmm.
You would thrive.
I would. I'd have a good time, actually.
You'd have a stage set up in your cubicle.
Oh, with a little spotlight.
Everybody would be like, oh, it's cherry time.
I don't know if I'd get work done, but we'd all have a really great time.
You wouldn't have to. You could sell... all sorts of merchandise, Sherry t-shirts and stuff. It'd be great. Perhaps, and I'm just guessing here, but perhaps you have messed up big time. Here's one reason you could be really, really happy about that. You messed up in life. When things are going great, we can ignore our brokenness. We can ignore God, for instance, and his love for us or how dependent we really are on him. When you mess things up, though, man... you're left with some questions. And you may be just left with yourself. You may have destroyed things in such a way that leaves you with just him and you. That can be a really good thing. Just you and him. I think that's the way he wants us sometimes. And we can't avoid the big questions anymore. Like so many people go through their whole lives, never ask any big, important, meaningful questions at all. Like, what is the purpose of me even being here? Why did God create me? Or what... all that sort of stuff. You can't ignore that anymore when you've really messed up. That can be wonderful. So, good news. If you have, you may have an advantage on some people. This is a very informative thing that's about to happen here. We call it survival school. I teach awesome survival skills to people for anything that can happen. I'm always thinking, what can happen next? So, Shireen, have you ever been to Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, I have. Okay. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let's just say it's a beautiful... Saturday morning, and you're going to Dunkin' Donuts, and you're walking in the Dunkin' Donuts place, and the nice old lady who's behind the counter is getting you one of those chocolate ones with the sprinkles on it. And she's handing it to you. And then she reaches for her face.
What?
Yeah. I know. Right? And she pulls off a mask, and now she's an evil robot.
Oh, you had no
idea. And the robot wants to assimilate you. What do you do? All the doors have now been closed and locked.
In Dunkin' Donuts.
In Dunkin' Donuts, the robot wants to assimilate you. What do? You have 5 seconds. Four, three.
I run around the store in a zigzag motion. So
close.
He doesn't get me.
Oh, close.
That's close? Wow.
It won't work. It's close. The actual answer is... You want to skip around the store.
Interesting.
Because this is why. The robot is going to only want to assimilate you if it understands a predictable pattern of behavior. Otherwise, it'll go into basically vapor lock until help arrives.
What? Why would help arrive? Who would know that she's in there skipping?
Well, I don't want to say it, but it's a donut shop, okay? There's going to be some help arriving at some point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. But you guys.
Thank you, Brent.
You're welcome. Thank you. I, for one, am insulted by the donut thing.
I didn't. You don't want to say it. Sherry, nothing.
Let's role play this. You tell me about MetaShare.
Okay.
At like a gathering.
Oh, look at this. Okay.
Like a social event.
Hey, Brant, how are you?
Fine. And you are?
My name is Sherry.
Huh.
Can I tell you about... You didn't tell me in this role play you're going to be skeptical from the very beginning just by my name.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's right. All right. Hi, Brent. I'm Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell you a little bit about MetaShare, something that I'm doing I think may be beneficial for
what
you and your
it?
Family. Okay.
No, what about it?
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Well, it's a community of believers that share each other's healthcare bills.
Sweet. How do I get more information?
You can go to biblicalhealthcare.com.
Wow, that is... See?
That went easy enough. Once you get past
Once you get past the initial thing.
Yeah, skepticism.
Bam. Because I'm like... I would follow up with questions.
Okay.
Some questions.
Like?
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does it count under the Affordable Health Care Act?
It does, Brant.
Okay. So I'd be covered,
mm-hmm.
but it's an alternative to health insurance?
That's correct.
Is it a not-for-profit?
Yes, it is.
Seriously?
Yes, Brant.
How come I haven't heard about this before?
You're hearing about it now, so let's just be happy about that.
Well, that's a good response. You're really good at this. See? If you want information, you can go to biblicalhealthcare.com. We appreciate MetaShare sponsoring our podcast, and we appreciate what they do. It's biblicalhealthcare.com. Also, you can call 855-772-5699. Find out about MetaShare. It's a nationwide community of believers who share each other's medical bills. So glad you are a part of things today. My name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too, and you are so welcome here. And by the way, if you ever want to call us, go ahead. People are starting to catch on to this, which is great. You can leave a voicemail anytime. Here's the number. It's 855-90-BRANT. And that way we can listen to everybody. So anybody who calls will listen to your call. It's 855-90-BRANT. We get messages about everything.
Hi, my name's Stephanie. I wanted to tell Brant that my 11-year-old was just diagnosed with Asperger's. And as I listen to you, I recognize a lot of things and I'm learning a lot of things about my son, and just didn't know what was going on, and people were trying to make him into kind of a Jekyll and Hyde kind of kid, and he's not.
I understand that, and my son, in case you're new to the show, my son and I are both diagnosed with Asperger's or high-functioning autism. A lot of times it happens, especially when they're a kid,
mm-hmm.
You get so frustrated because it doesn't go your way and it doesn't make sense, or there'll be a big crowd of people that do things everybody understands what's going on and you don't,
mm-hmm.
or it's loud and obnoxious or fun to other people but obnoxious to us. Like, it comes across as frustration as a kid. You don't know how to express it.
So the diagnosis can actually be freeing.
I think so. And when that diagnosis has happened, I know at least one doctor who will say, congratulations, you have Asperger's. And that's the way I feel about it too. I think it's a blessing, but it sure makes for some difficult days, especially when you're about that age. Greetings to you, friend. Time for a suaveness tip. Now, I'm a guy who has some social awkwardness.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've worked past it and I've figured out how to handle it. Let's role play another airplane sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how you can sit down with somebody, strike up a conversation, put people at ease. You just need to have some kind of interesting fact that you can bounce off them. So here we are. Sherry will be a lady who's sitting in the middle seat, and I'm sitting down, and we're buckling in here.
Okay. All right. Alrighty.
Buckling in. Hey, lady.
Hey. Guy.
If we flew over the North Pole, if we flew north,
yeah,
we'd eventually start going south. But if we flew east, we would never go west. Have you ever thought about that? Because it's true.
Yeah, I've never given that any consideration at all, ever.
Are those the noise-canceling headphones you have there?
And I'm going to put them on now.
Okay, goodbye, lady. So it's that simple. It really is. It's a lot of times it's just give them something to think about, and then they need time alone, and that's fine, too.
To process the information. Process,
and eventually they'll get back to you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.